U A. Chris Fade. Live.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
You could not control yourself the entire show.
And Big Rossi.
Let's talk about Oompa Loompas. My favourite subject today.
What is he doing?
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
Yes! Have a fabulous day, Virgin Radio.
With the biggest stars.
Hi, everybody.
What up?
The Chris Fade Show.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show. Live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live at 7:02, April 2nd. No April Fools from us today, I promise you.
Maybe some apologies.
Maybe. Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Oh, you guys sound half asleep.
Well, you know.
Listen, I've got the two guys outside the window for you. Have a look. They're, that's my gift for you, okay?
Look at those legends cleaning the windows.
We got the window cleaners randomly right now out front of our window.
It's not that time of the decade, is it?
Is it? No, I don't know. They do it actually fairly often here. Good morning. Yeah, 7:02. We're live. I hope you had a good Monday night, no matter it is what you did. We're back on the show this morning. We're in... We got a lot of trouble yesterday after the prank that we pulled on you guys.
Yeah.
Pretty Malik leaving the Chris Fade Show to alert you all. Just an April Fool's joke.
Yes.
But I received hundreds of messages, not only from you guys that listen to the show. I mean, like, some of you that I know personally. Like, even now this morning, my brother just WhatsApped me from Australia. What happened to Pretty? And I said, go back to my Instagram, keep watching the stories.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh.
How would you, your brother surely knows that that's not going to happen.
No, I think we sold it really well yesterday. I think, I truly do. I believe that we did a really good job on April Fool's.
I think we committed to the whole show, so yeah.
The whole show went in like that, right?
Yeah.
New show, new day, new life, let's go. You ready to do it? We've got a massive one lined up once again. We're going to send you to Bread Abu Dhabi. This is one of the biggest music festivals in the UAE. We've got some big artists like Metro Boomin coming up. So we're going to send you there. Is your body, your physical body, the body that you live in...
Yeah.
Is it changing due to technology? And I've got a few little things that I want to run through with you right now. All right, we'll do that actually a little bit later on in the show. We've got tickets to Legoland. There's a lot. There's gossip. Nalo, you got gossip coming up.
Yes. What do you and Shakira have in common?
Nalo, you have to wake up.
What's up?
What's wrong? Tell me.
I'm on my period.
Okay. All right. So are you off or you're on?
Sorry?
Are you on or you're off?
Right now,
okay.
I am highly medicated.
Okay, all right. So you want to take the gossip off?
No, it's fine. I have it done and ready.
Okay, really, all right. But we need to pick up a little bit.
Are you busy in there? What are you doing in there today?
No, how they're just hanging out. They're just hanging out in there.
Yes, we are. We're enjoying our company.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can stay there the whole day. I don't mind. You can just chill, relax. Just chill. All right. Well, listen, we'll find out how Nala's feeling a little bit later on.
I saw you doing a bit of power washing yesterday. Is that your new thing, is it? What is this?
I don't know. Am I physically old? Am I older now that I thoroughly enjoyed yesterday in the afternoon? I bought one of those high-pressure water guns, you know, to clean stuff with.
Is that a Karcher?
Yeah, it is. It's the second one I bought. The first one broke.
Yeah, I remember.
So I bought it again, and I spent 1.5 hours cleaning the concrete from all the stains from the building of the home using this high-pressure water system, like, psh, and I realized, who am I? What am I? And I was excited to do it. That was the crazy thing. I was excited to plug my hose in, plug this machine in, and start cleaning the ground.
Well, I think it's because it's your place that it's more appealing, right?
Maybe.
But either that or you're just like a clingy mess to Mrs. Brianna.
Well, Brianna's back tonight with my kid, so I think I want the place to look like nice for her as well. So, yeah, yesterday I just spent like... Yeah, man, like an hour and a half, and I was so methodical with it. I was so, like, detailed, making sure that every little bit of the concrete was clean. Advice, if you ever put tiles in or paving into your ground, I went for a light color. Don't do a light color.
That's a bad move, is it?
Well, it was just, it picks up every bit of dirt you could possibly see. But do you guys do anything right now that you find that you would have never done or got excited about 20 years ago? Like for me, I am now water pressure, high pressuring these grounds and I'm getting excited from it. Are you doing anything that you just think to yourself, who have I turned into? Give me a call. 048715544. Are you doing anything just thinking to yourself, who have I become? What am I doing?
Gardening. I'm a bit of a gardener at the moment.
You're a gardener.
Yeah, like tidying my back garden, getting all the water in the plants. It starts in COVID and then I've just kept it going.
You've kept that going.
Yeah, I really care after my plants.
So what are you like? You're watering your plants. You're trimming them.
Get rid of the dead leaves. Deadhead them as well. All of the flowers.
Who have you become? Is that old? Is that because we're getting older?
No.
Are you on your hands and knees at any stage in the garden?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All the time. Yeah, because I've got these rhododendrons. And they're quite low down, so I need to get them.
So what are you doing in your life, right, that you just think to yourself, who am I? I would have never done this before. Mahmoud, what are you doing in your life that you would have never done before?
Actually, I'm a poet, spoken word artist. So before like 10 years, 15 years, I was not able to like doing any open mics in public because like I having anxiety, I'm having like I'm an introvert, so it's been hard for me like to like do like things in public, like performing in public.
So you're an introvert. Getting on a microphone will give you anxiety usually, but what are you doing now?
Actually, I'm performing a lot of like events, open mics in Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Wow.
Shout out to Rooftop Rhythms. And shout out to Circle Avenue.
Good on you.
Last Sunday we had like an event, an open mic in Circle Avenue.
So when you say you're doing an open mic, what are you doing on the microphone? Are you telling jokes? Are you singing? What are you doing? Poetry?
Poetry, actually. I'm performing poetry. I've been writing poetry since I was 13 years old.
That's amazing, man. Wow. Good on you.
Nice.
Good on you on breaking that fear. That's an important thing to do. You broke that fear of getting behind a microphone. Hey, we'll take more calls if you've got any. What's something that you're doing in your life right now that you would not usually do? All right, that you would not usually do? That you think to yourself, am I really this person now? I mean, Rossi's gardening.
Yes.
I'm high pressuring the concrete in my house like on a regular basis. 048715544. Who have you turned yourself into? Call me now. We've been talking about things that you haven't done or that you're doing now that you thought you would have never done before in your life. Mm. I'm cleaning the concrete of my house, the tiles of my house with a high pressure water system that I bought, like a jet washer. I was so excited to buy this. I bought it online. It got delivered. It was like Christmas for me. I was like, oh my gosh, it's arrived. And here I am so excited. And I'm cleaning the concrete. Even my dad came out and filmed me and trolled me.
I saw that. Yeah.
Did he post that?
Yeah. Well, I think he posted it on yours. I saw it on yours.
No, but he posted. So he sent something to the family.
Oh,
going,
right.
Look at this guy. Look who he's turned into. Look at him cleaning his concrete. Like
it's
to
true, though,
my
like,
sisters. Right.
And when you're younger, you look at like your parents specifically, and you're like, oh my, is this what life is all about when you get older?
But I believe we turn into our parents. Do you find that you're turning more into your parents?
That is 100% one thing that George would do. Your dad.
I'm turning into him. I'm like, you know, just little things that I say throughout the house is I realize, wow, I'm like, turn the lights off.
Yeah.
Who left the air conditioning on? Like those certain things. Wipe your feet before you come in. Like I have got this whole new vocab that I never used to say.
Yeah.
And I guess it's, I don't know, it's crazy. It's weird. Rachel says she's driving right now. She would have never thought she'd be driving because she was afraid to drive, and she's WhatsApped us.
Oh.
Hopefully you had arrived and you weren't driving and WhatsApped.
I need to send that to my sister-in-law because she's afraid of driving here.
Really?
She walks everywhere.
Katie?
She gets the metro everywhere. She does like 30,000 steps a day, but...
Katie, come on.
But she's just afraid to drive here.
Does she have the license?
Yeah, she's got the license, everything. Oh. But she's just afraid, and I'm like, don't.
Has she had an accident before?
No.
Interesting.
These
roads are intimidating when you first land here. I remember when I landed here in 2007, it was like, I felt like it was more of the Wild Wild West where there were less rules and regulations.
Mm.
Right? I remember going to the Mall of Emirates driving, and if the parking was full, everyone would just park up on the curb. Like
that must have been, okay, so that was, yeah, because Mall of Emirates opened the thing in 2005. So
I think so, yeah.
2009-ish, 8, was that?
Well, no, 2007, when I got here.
Oh.
What?
I thought you got here in 2008.
No, 2007, November.
All right. And so then November, you started the radio in 2008.
Correct. We started the Virgin Radio in 2008. Yeah. But in 2007, I specifically remember going to the Mall of Emirates, driving around. There was no parking. And then if you had a big enough four-wheel drive, you just parked that up on wherever it fit, you parked it. They were pretty cool with it. And then eventually they started putting notices on cars about 6 months later of saying like, hey, you got to move the car. You'll get it.
That's
and
nice.
Then they started like really, you know, clamping down on it, which they should.
Well, was this the same car that you used to drive across the desert to get home at Discovery Gardens?
Yeah, Dodge Durango.
He used to drive across the desert to get home?
What desert?
Like, so, you know, where you come off Jebel Ali exit.
Yeah.
I used to live in Discovery Gardens.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right? So there was a back way, and I forget which way I went, but it was sort of like JLT.
Okay.
And you could cross through JLT to Discovery Gardens through the desert.
So there wasn't anything there.
There wasn't anything there. Right?
Mm.
So I'm sure it was illegal back then even, but there was no one there. Like, there were other cars doing it. But if traffic, like, do you know where Dubai Hills is right now?
Yes. Mm.
That whole area I've driven through. When we used to work at Studio City, I used to come off Al Kail Road when traffic was heavy. You take a left into the desert where Dubai Hills is. You cross that entire area. I think there's a school there. Is it King's School?
Yeah, that's where I walk my dog. Yeah.
You go through that whole place as a desert. If you had a four-wheel drive, you just drive through the whole thing. And then you'd come out on the other end of Hesse Street.
Yeah.
And you'd be in Studio City near Arabian Ranges. Arabian Ranges.
On Sakim Street at the bottom there, you come out,
Yeah, it's like that. That's... It's not that long ago.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's just amazing to see how it's changed.
It has, man. And I'm glad there's rules and regulations. I'm so glad that there is. We're live right here, Virgin Radio 104.4. Jess, we're talking about things that you haven't done or you thought to yourself you can't believe you're doing. What are you doing?
I am studying interior designing.
You do? Okay, how old are you, can I ask?
Please come again.
How old are you, can I ask?
I am 44 years.
Oh, good that's on you. Cool. Wow. So you're doing it later. Good
and I on never you. Thought I would be sitting on a computer doing programming, and I'm actually doing it.
Good on you. 44, picking up a new whole career here, taking interior design course.
Because it must be intimidating, nah.
Yeah, that's the best. Are you doing it online?
No, I'm doing it face-to-face.
Wow, that's amazing. That is so cool. And so the aim of the game at the end of this is to get something, some type of degree or diploma that allows you to be an interior designer?
Yes.
Fantastic. Wow. Good on you.
Good on
Great
you.
Decision.
Virgin Radio
104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
As we learned, Pretty Malik not going anywhere. She's back in 2 weeks. It was just April Fool's, but Nala doing all the goss for us over that time. Nala, what have you got for us?
Okay, first and foremost, congratulations to Beyonce because her new album Cowboy Carter becomes Spotify's most streamed album in a single day in 2024. She's crushing it. Reviews is great. I love it.
I like it. I think it's good. We had a listen to this album, last week when it dropped. I think it's good music. When you think country music at Beyonce, you're like, is it going to work? It totally does.
It does, definitely.
Now, speaking of albums, Eminem unexpectedly released his highly anticipated new album. He took to Instagram to share the news and just listen.
What are we going to hear?
This is him promoing the new album, okay?
Okay.
I hope it's like bleeped out, guys. That's all I'm saying. I really do.
It is. Don't worry. So Eminem, he posted on Instagram saying that there's a new album with like very weird graphics. And then at the end of it, it turns out that it was all a prank for April Fool's.
So it wasn't really...
No, because he got everyone believing it because an album is coming out, but this one was just a fake album.
Yeah, because Dr. Dre announced it. Remember, Pretty did it in a gossip.
Hey, yo.
The highly anticipated next studio album. Goes back to where it all started. Infinite. But now, it's even more. Infinite. Out today.
Yeah, the voiceover alone makes it sound fairly fake, I would say, you know?
To be fair, yeah. A lot of people checked his, like, I checked his Apple Music to see, but turns out it was fake. We don't know when the new album is coming out, but he said very, very soon.
Okay, cool. And finally, what have you got for us?
Shakira and you, what do you have in common? You both did not like the Barbie movie.
Ha-ha! See? She's Lebanese as well, don't forget.
So she said, my sons and I absolutely hated it. It felt that it was emasculating, and I agree that I'm raising two boys, and I want them to feel empowered too and respecting women, but I feel like there was just an attempt on robbing men from their responsibilities of protecting and providing.
I can't believe we're still talking about this Barbie movie a year and so on, right? But... I somewhat agree. I didn't like the Barbie movie, not because, I mean, that was one element to it, but I think also I just felt like it was, let's watch a good movie.
Yeah.
Not every movie has to have messages of, do you know what I mean?
Like, and I'm going to talk about my sister-in-law again, but she had the same view as you, that there was a bit too many messages in there.
It's a Barbie movie. Let's turn it on. Let's enjoy it. Let's walk out. You know, I feel like that we're in this era right now where everything needs to have a message. Everything needs to be motivational. Everything needs to be, I don't know, subliminal messages to the youth. And just sometimes I do wish we go back to 1998.
And watch Bill and Ted.
Yeah, like Jurassic Park comes on, or a Home Alone. Like, I don't know, just the simplicities of it. I think there are too many messages going across all types of media, even in some of the kids' cartoons that are going on right now. Those kids' shows, there's so many of these weird messages going in on them. And it's just like, what are we doing? Like, why are we doing this? Why do we feel the need? You know, the basics of life, of equality and respect and love, is what we need to always push and promote. Like, the simple basics of what we've all been brought up to be, right?
Mm.
Anyway, there's always different agendas from different people. Thank you, Nala. Hit us with your tag.
That's the tea with me.
Tuesday, April 2nd, not April 1st. April Fool's Day is gone. It's done. Pretty Malik's okay. Yeah, all right, she's fine. She's working. In 2 weeks. She's just taken 2 weeks. She's gone back to New York City. All right, that's all she's done. Did we all receive messages yesterday from people that we knew?
Yeah.
Did you guys receive them?
Yeah, I got lots. Lots of people. What about you, Chris?
Can't hear you guys. Yeah, sorry, I was trying to talk to the girls, but they don't know how to work the system in there.
Okay.
I received, not only from my friends and family, I was receiving messages from people that I haven't heard in years. Like, real, and I wasn't, like, on my WhatsApp messages, like, they're WhatsApping me going, I just heard the news about Pretty. I know this must be hard for you as well. Don't worry, things will be okay. And then I'm like,
it's like you've split up with your wife.
I know. And then I'm like, do I tell them that this is an April Fool's joke, or do I just let it be? Some of them, I sent a message back just going, it's April 1st, don't forget. And they came back with profanity.
Yeah.
Some of them I just let go. I haven't said anything yet. I'm hoping that they'll probably see the reveal on social media.
But haven't you got to tell them, or you're the fool?
Well, I did. I said, after, you know, we did tell her. If you weren't listening, you weren't listening. All right, 7:48. As I said, we're live across the UAE. Coming up next, there is something to do with technology that is morphing our bodies. It's morphing your body right now. I don't even know if you're aware of it, but it is happening. You just give us like a little bit of an indication of what happened there. We don't, Nala and I here comfortably, we don't need to know anything.
To be fair, I did ask him, are you okay?
Yeah, but then he goes into like a little bit of detail that we don't need. Right?
I just said that I felt like I could sit on the toilet for another half an hour. It wasn't stopping.
Like that. Like, we don't need to know that. We don't need it. Like, you walk in like, oof, hey, like you've just achieved something. Like, we don't, just do your business. Come back in.
Yeah. I mean, what did you do when I was away? Did you mention that I'd gone to the bathroom?
No, I did play X-Files music. I did say that you went to the bathroom, yeah.
Well, okay, so you're bringing it up, not me.
All right. Anyway, you okay, though? You're okay? Everything fine?
I don't know. I might need to go and see a doctor.
Okay, well,
you're fine.
We know that that's a given. We know that. We know that you have to see one. If you need anything, we're here for you. If you need to take some time, if you need to go take 30 minutes off the show because you do need that 30 minutes, take care.
I'll go for 30 minutes at 9:30, and then I just won't come back.
All right. Yep. Cool. Go ahead. You do your thing. Okay. This is how technology is changing, is morphing the human body. And I want you to try this in a moment. Okay. All right. I want you to try this in a moment to see how many people it affects. Mm. On average, the human, us, you're typing right now. Like, what are you typing?
I'm just typing what you're saying.
You're not. I'm really interested. Like, what are you typing?
iPhone. That's what I've typed.
Okay,
I'm just typing what you're writing down.
I'm not writing down anything.
What are you saying? Just carry on. Why do you have to draw attention to stuff like this?
Because as I'm talking,
one can hear that on the radio.
Yeah, you can hear that. Do you think you can hear that? You hear this in the background.
Yeah, you can hear that because you're pressing it really hard. You can't hear this.
No,
you can. You can hear it.
Not to that level.
You can hear that. Just enjoy the show with
it's
me.
Like
you just relax. You don't have to do anything. Just
you don't need to mention that.
It frustrates me.
Right.
Because I'm like, as I'm doing this bit on the radio, or you've got your head down in your computer typing a novel. Like, are you writing a novel that I don't know about that you do on the show?
Yes. what's it called? Looking for Alan Brandy Part 2.
We use our iPhones 3.5 hours on average a day. We're on our phones. We are usually on our phones on average 3.5 hours a day. I can tell you right now, I am on it more than 3.5 hours. I can tell you right now, my daughter's on it way more than 3.5 hours. It's changing the human body. It's morphing our body. And what is it doing? A lot of people, without even knowing this right now, your little finger on your hand has a slight indentation from where you hold your mobile phone. Now, what does that mean? Pick up your phone, everybody, if it's safe to do so. And you'll see, where do you put your phone?
Your little finger.
It stays in that little finger area.
Yeah!
Nala, look at your indentation on that finger. That is crazy.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
You've got a ramp on your finger.
Yeah.
Have you got one, Ross?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, everyone have a look. I've got a slight one.
Yeah.
But our little finger. Now, if you look at your other finger, hold up your other hand. It's not as bad.
But I use both. So but this one's more.
Yeah, this one on my right hand.
Basma, have you got yours? Is yours at all indentated?
Both.
Both are.
Yeah.
Are you holding your phone ever on the other hand?
I think so, yeah.
So
Huawei finger she's got.
A Wawa. It's a sore finger. It's a Wawa.
Don't get me started on your fingers, Rossi.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen Rossi's fingers.
What's wrong with my fingers?
There hasn't been any research into looking. They're calling it the smartphone pinky. But studies have just shown in this sort of study where you just open up your hands and you look at your finger.
Mm.
So I know a lot of you right now are listening to this and you've just had a glance and you're like, it is. So be wary of it. It's changing. It's morphing our bodies.
I think it's not only phones. I know that my nephew is a gamer.
Yeah.
And because he just he literally sits by his computer all day basically, right? And his body's changing, the shape of his back and stuff like that.
It's not just the shape, it's the top of the head. Did you not see that one?
Oh, yes, I've seen
it. You see the gamer that has the headphones on? And because he's got the headphones on about 14 hours a day, he cuts his hair, he shaves his head. He realizes the top of his head, the crown, is got an indentation from where the headphones used to sit.
You're joking.
It's crazy. So there we go. Pinky finger. You've heard of pink eye. Welcome to Pink Finger. Thanks for hanging out with us. Well, a high-end luxury brand who has had its own ups and downs is selling something right now that when I saw this, I thought, A, it was an April Fool's joke, which it wasn't. B, it's if you're buying this, I've lost pretty much all respect for you.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I could be friends with you.
to that extent.
Yes, the brand that I'm talking about is Balenciaga. I used to love Balenciaga. I mean, I still like their stuff, but obviously some of the stuff that they've been going through, I don't know. I've stopped sort of wearing it, to tell you the truth. But what their creation and their designs, usually when it comes to T-shirts and shorts and clothing and shoes, fantastic, I always thought. I always thought it was just really cool cutting stuff, right? And they've now released something, and the value of this is 20,000 dirhams, 4,000 US dollars roughly. They're charging 20,000 dirhams for this. It appeared in the Balenciaga Winters 2024 catwalk show, the runway show. You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's a roll of tape, people. Like, it's a roll of tape.
Like actual tape, or does it look like a tape?
I'm going to show you how this looks like.
Now I'm Googling.
This is the actual tape that they're selling.
So it's actual tape.
It is an actual, like, you know when you're packing boxes and you need the thick tape?
Parcel tape.
Like a parcel tape. We call it sort of like masking tape.
Yeah.
They have got masking tape. They have literally written the words Balenciaga on it, on the inside.
Yeah.
And on the actual tape itself. They're selling it for 4,000 US dollars. Depending on where you get it from, it starts at around 15,000 dirhams to 20,000 dirhams. Guys, this is crazy. People are buying it.
It's like scotch tape, but with Balenciaga on it.
Okay, look. This is what... This is how you're supposed to wear it.
Oh!
This is what you're going to do. You're going to wear a piece of...
That's stupid.
Scotch tape. But we're dumb. We're humans. Not only are we making it, we're buying it.
Wouldn't it be amazing, though, say, like, if there was a fashion show, like, tonight? And, you know, because they did, like, a Lay's Crisps one as well, didn't they, I think?
Correct, yes.
So, like, we actually got the crisp packet. We got the scotch tape. And we went down there.
We went there together to showcase what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, are we living in another world? Like, are we the wrong ones? That, like, is anyone going to pay 15,000 dirhams for a scotch tape,
a
parcel tape with Balenciaga?
But how do they think it's cool, though?
I'm gonna
like
write
you wear it as a brace.
I'm gonna make my own one right now. So hold on, just how do I spell Balenciaga? B.
I'm the last person to ask.
B A L
L
N
N.
Yeah.
It's B A L N.
B A L E N.
Luckily, I checked. He's giving Balenciaga. Balen, yeah. E
N.
Yeah.
C.
Yeah.
I.
What?
I.
I.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the long one with the dot on it.
Sound like you said A. You were I.
I. I'll do it.
I, A.
A.
G. A.
A. G. A.
Yeah.
All right. G.
And the next word is A. I.
What?
And then it's am. No, go on. No, it's all right.
Okay, so I just wrote Balenciaga on the scotch tape, ladies and gentlemen. I am selling this for 6 dirhams. All right, this is 6 dirhams. This is what it should be worth, not 15,000 dirhams. Virgin Radio 104.4, hanging out on the Chris Fade Show. Well, it is renowned as being one of the classics, one of the great ones. We're talking about Kung Fu Panda. What?
Sorry, you said it right.
Yeah, what do you like?
I've been saying it completely wrong the whole time.
He's been using a naughty word when he says it. Is that what
by accident? No,
yeah, sure.
My brain's not computing Kung Fu Panda.
All right, well, there it is. Kung Fu Panda is officially back, ladies and gentlemen, and it's out for Eid, which is fantastic.
Number 4 is out. Yeah, exciting.
This is going to be good. Kung Fu Panda 4. I like them. They're good movies. The Kung Fu Panda
great movies.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can hang out, you can just, and it's one of those movies that when you watch it with the kids, they love it. And as an adult, though, you can see some, they're very smart.
Yeah, they do like adult jokes as well.
Yeah, which the kids don't get, which I think is always so fantastic.
Yeah.
So we basically had the chance briefly to catch up with the one and only Jack Black.
What a legend.
Who's icon.
He's an icon. He's infamous when it comes to, obviously, all the movies he's done, but especially Kung Fu Panda. We got to ask him about Kung Fu Panda 4. What's his thoughts? What's going on? Obviously, are you excited, Jack Black, for the release?
When I first heard that they were going to make another Kung Fu Panda, I was like, yes! because it had been a long time, and I didn't know if that was ever going to happen again. I thought maybe that ship had sailed, and I'd always kind of secretly hoped there'd be some more adventures. Because, you know, once you've had a taste of adventure and you've been on a magnificent journey, you always dream about one more. Just want to get out there one more time. Want to kick that one more time.
And what is the story of Kung Fu Panda 4, Jack Black?
The story of Kung Fu Panda 4, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Po, he's got to face his most fierce opponent so far, the chameleon. A creature that can recreate any one of the demons of his past, and even himself. And he also makes a friend along the way. He couldn't have succeeded without this new friend, a ragamuffin from the streets. She's a scraper, a scrapper, a survivor. Shen.
He's so descriptive and animated when he talks, Jack Black. Like, absolutely love him. Kung Fu Panda 4 out in cinemas over Eid. It's the big one that's dropping, so make sure you go and check it out. We finally asked Jack Black what to expect from the movie release.
We've got the best animators in the world. And I was so blown away when I started seeing, you know, short sections of the movie coming together. And, you know, they really don't get enough credit. I get too much credit as the voice of Po. But those magicians in the art studio making these beautiful backgrounds and fight scenes that are really hypnotic. I can't wait for audiences to see, you know, the latest in this artistry and technology.
There he is, Jack Black playing Po in Kung Fu Panda 4 out in cinemas.
Love it.
Over Eid. Duvet's in the building right now. We're not performing just cover songs right now. What we want to do is, Duvet, Rossi and I are going to create radio commercials, jingles for your company for free right now.
Yeah, and all... You know, I ask in return is I can keep your telephone numbers I need any of the services.
No. And this, you think he's lying when he says he's legit.
I get to keep your telephone numbers if I need you.
No. All right, let's start going. 0487155444. A lot of companies getting in contact with us right now. Is it Aliza?
Hi, yes, Aliza.
Aliza, how are you doing, Aliza?
I'm doing good.
All right, Aliza. Tell us what your company is.
Actually, it's in Barra Waterfront Market. It's a small business.
Okay.
It's a ladies' footwear shop.
It's a ladies' what?
Ladies' footwear shop. We are selling shoes, sandals, slippers.
Okay, I'm writing some of these down. Shoes, sandals, slippers. It's in the Dera Waterfront Market. What is the name of the store? Like, what's your company called?
It's Yaya's Footwear.
Yaya's Footwear.
Yaya, does that mean like granny?
Like, yes.
In Tagalog, exactly. It means like grandma.
It means it in Greek as well, I think. Yaya.
Oh. Yaya, okay.
Yes, but in Greek, it means like woman.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. So you sell shoes, sandals, slippers. You're in the Dera Waterfront. And do you have an Instagram page or anything like that?
Yeah, we do have also. It's at Yaya's _ footwear.
Yaya _ footwear. That's Yaya?
S. With S.
With an S on the end, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Russ.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're gonna try to do this for you right now. We're gonna try to come up with a commercial here.
What's the Instagram again, sorry?
Yaya's Footwear.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I'm having a look. Okay. So we've got a different... I mean, I don't know what music they've brought for us here. We've just got music. Well, what do you think that one? No?
This is very suitable for Yaya's.
Okay, let's go. Yaya's Footwear. Here we go, Aliza. This is for you.
Okay, take. I'll chip in, but you need to take ownership of this one, Chris.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Ho, yeah. For many of us got those feet, and sometimes they hurt. You gotta get comfortable shoes or sandals or slippers. There's only one place to go, Dera Waterfront Market, cause it's Yaya's Footwear.
Yeah,
Footwear.
Yo,
yeah. it's Yaya's footwear.
Yo, come on. You may need some slippers for your kipper, or just some shoes for your nanny. Oh, that's so funny because Yaya's footwear's the best to go. Hit us up on Instagram. Tell them, Chris, let's go. Come on.
Yaya's footwear. Oh, yeah. Yaya's footwear. Yaya's footwear. Dear old Waterfront Market, go now.
There you go.
It's yours.
For free.
Did you like that?
Yeah. Oh, my God, guys. You just made my day.
Love it. You can... go to our podcast. You can strip that and use it. All right. Yeah. That's all yours. Well
so
done.
Good.
Andrea, hello. What's your company? Next company we're making a commercial for.
Perfect. Snag Finder. It's a property snagging and inspection services.
Snag Finder. You go to properties and you just check, well, before people buy them or move into them?
Exactly. So we come in and we look at everything in your apartment to make sure everything's okay. And we generate a report, which you can then give the developer, and he has to fix it before you move in.
Oh,
so I think it's so important. A lot of people in Dubai don't really know how important this step is.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what we're trying to do, you know, trying to create awareness.
That word snag is big. I just moved into my new home and...
snag. I like the word snag.
And yeah, the contractor said, you'll find a few snags, tell us along the way and we fix them. So getting snags is so important, right?
Really?
All right,
absolutely.
So it's called Snag Finder. What do you want on Instagram? Snag Finder?
Snag Finder, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Great name, isn't it?
Thank you.
All right, you, Ross...
okay.
Let's see what music we come up with here. Let's...
yo.
Yeah, I like that. What do you think?
No. What else have we got?
You want that?
Is that the same one?
No.
It's, she likes that one. Yeah, okay, Andrea likes that one.
Okay, all right. Do you want me to start or do you want to start? I feel like you're not ready for this moment. This is you, Ross. Come on.
You're good at getting... I'll give you this. You're good at getting, like, the hooks for the commercial and then I join in.
Okay, so do you want me to roll with it?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Snag Finder, good luck.
Yo.
Snag Finder. Snag.
I'll go. Yo, you may have a load of bags or some boxes of rags. We're gonna come and find those snags. It's
Snag Finder. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Snag Finder.
Snag Finder.
Yes, come on, Kristen. What else do we do?
Snag Finder. Maybe that plumbing in the house doesn't work. Maybe the walls are broken, you don't know. Maybe there's some termites in the back. There's only one place you gotta go right now. Snag Finder.
Amazing.
Thank you. You can have that. What's the Instagram again?
Snag Finder.
Snag Finder.
Snag Finder.
All right.
That was wonderful.
You're welcome, Andrea. That's
download
yours.
Download that, but please don't use an illegal streaming service to download it. Thank you.
We'll do one more.
Yeah.
We'll do one more here. All right. Yes. Peggy, what's your business?
Yes. I am a holistic, intuitive coach. One man show.
Okay, you're a holistic coach.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me what holistic coaching, like, what are you, tell us some of the things we're there to see you for.
Okay, people come and see me because they want to become happy, they want to overcome their blockages, limiting beliefs they have. So I scan their energy and I have a gift. Intuitively, I get a lot of messages when I'm working with them, and it's very spot on. So I give them guidance and a roadmap to follow to relieve themselves and become a happy person.
Okay, and what's your business name?
Heal by Peggy.
Ooh, okay.
Heal by Peggy. I like it. Okay. Now, and your Instagram is Heal by Peggy?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know, music-wise, if we have anything that's going to be like for this, so let me see what we got here.
Maybe more chilled. No,
no, we can't use that. No, we can't use that. Nope. 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 It's the complete opposite of...
No, I think the second to last one is very like...
this one.
Yeah, that, this could be good.
All like, right, we're gonna go for it. We're gonna give this one a go here, Peggy. We don't want to go down the approach of like, you know, heel by Peggy. Like, we don't want to do that. We want to give it some energy.
That's dynamic. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. Here we go.
Let's release the blockages.
You ready to go, Ross?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. You want to start or should I start? What do you want?
I'll go first.
Okay. Here he goes. Here we go.
But you need to get the hook.
Okay. Okay. Go.
Yo. Maybe your head is feeling all soggy. Maybe your mind is feeling really smoggy. Your legs feel twiggy. Heel by Peggy.
It's heel by Peggy, can't you see? Heel by Peggy, can't you see? Heel by Peggy, can't you see? She gonna look after your mind. Blockages, oh guidance. You may walk in unhappy, but I guarantee you'll walk out happy with a big fat smile on your face.
You're definitely going to come back, when you've cleansed your chakra. Come and see Heal by Peggy and make your legs feel leggy.
It's Heal by Peggy, 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 Heal by Peggy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Glad you do. I say April 2nd just to let everyone know that it's not April Fool's Day. Pretty Malik will return after 2 weeks. That ship has sailed, the April Fool's joke. You can't get it again.
No.
All right, you can't get it again. Eid break has been announced for government and for the public sector. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we've all done pretty well here.
Woo!
Let's put our hands together. Round of applause. We've got a good one here. So Monday to Friday, right? That's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Whole week off.
This is great.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the UK. Looking forward to it.
When are you leaving?
Friday on Qatar Airways, 1 o'clock.
Look at him. He's trying to get a free. He's literally looking at me because he's trying to get an upgrade.
Yeah. 1 o'clock, Chris.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything for your flight.
Why?
Because.
Oh, you do it for everyone else.
I pay for my tickets with Qatar when I fly them.
I paid for mine, just want an upgrade.
Yeah, I don't get an upgrade. I pay for my tickets, all of it.
Oh, yeah, but you get like exclusive services and stuff. I want the car to the side of the plane. I'm big Rossi, mate. It's about time.
No way.
I want that.
No.
I want to get no up the way. Side exit onto the plane to the front of the queue.
No.
People looking at me thinking, who's that? That's what I want. Don't ask for much.
Can we go back to it? You're going to the UK. Your wife and kids are already there, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
You've enjoyed this week without them? Be honest.
I did. The weekend, I just had lots of fun. It was great. And then now and again, I get a bit like, oh, what's this? This is life without families and kids. It's a bit depressing.
Yeah.
Aww. I bought myself an Easter egg the other day.
It's just you and your nanny at home together, right? You and Julie?
Me and me, Julie.
How's that? How's that? Like, any awkward moments there? Because just the two of you in the house now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few awkward bits, like, for instance, you know.
Because you're awkward. You are awkward.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
It's just like when it's just me and her, it's a bit awkward. Like, so I just say to her, can you go now? Because I was like,
oh my gosh, Rossi.
Because it just get a bit awkward. Like, I want to just lie there in my underpants and watch Sopranos, and I don't want her walking around all the time. I mean, she's like one of the family, but.
It's easy.
No one deserves to see that.
But when the wife and the kids are there, are you in your underwear watching Sopranos?
Not really.
So you only do that when the wife and the kids aren't there?
Yeah.
Wow, this is getting worse.
Let's move on.
All right. Well, you enjoy the UK. You enjoy the UK.
Yeah.
Nala, you are hoping to go on a vacation. Is that right?
Yes.
But before we get into Nala, let me know what you guys are doing for Eid. Are you staying in the country or are you traveling? And if you're traveling, where are you going? 04-871-5544. Are you traveling for this Eid break, like this week off? Have you got it? Like, are you going anywhere or are you staying right here in the UAE? 04-871-5544. What's up with you?
So my parents and their friends have decided to do a road trip in Eid to Qatar.
Okay. Man, you say Qatar differently.
I can't.
I think you say it the right way.
That's correct. Yeah.
How do we say it? Qatar.
Qatar. It's not Qatar.
Qatar.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Qatar.
Yeah.
But the problem is everyone's down. The only person who's not down is me because I gave my passport to get a Schengen visa on the 14th of March.
What's that mean?
The Schengen visa. We don't need to know what it's because you have the UK passport. I've got the Australian passport. We never have to look into these Schengen visas.
Do you have to go via another country or something?
No, I need to get the visa to go to Europe. So that's the European.
It's a thing where
visa.
Yeah, like they need this Schengen visa to allow them to get into Europe, right?
Yes.
So what? Who's got your visa? Who's got your passport?
So the Croatia embassy has my passport, and I have 3 days now. So if they don't give it to me by Friday, get it till like after I eat. So I'm gonna miss the
road trip. Have you gone to the embassy?
I tried calling them. They
didn't
answer.
Go to the embassy.
There's no embassy here. The embassy's in the one with my passport is in Qatar. Funny enough.
All right, we'll go to Qatar.
Yeah,
without a passport. Without a passport, how are you going to do that? But like, if your visa is in process for something, you can't leave the UAE either. My visa was in process here, and I couldn't get out.
Yeah, of course, because your passport is with them.
Yeah, they have your passport.
Yeah,
right?
They've got it in Qatar.
Yeah, but if your visa is being processed, and for some reason you have your passport, you can still leave.
You can't.
Yes, you do. You come back as a visitor.
My visa was in process, and I tried to go to my dad's 65th birthday party. They wouldn't let me leave.
But visa for what?
Residence.
To go where?
Yeah, but that's...
To the UK?
Yeah.
No, that was wrong. You could definitely get on a plane and go back home. If you don't have a visa to come back
here. If your visa is in process.
Yeah, that's fine. From what I understand, that's fine.
Don't trust Chris and go to the airport.
Go get it checked out. Well, I hope that passport comes for
please.
You, Nala. Aaron, where are you staying or are you going?
I'm traveling this time.
You're traveling. Where are you off to?
Australia.
Oh, down under Australia.
Oh.
Hit the music for me. Oh, yes, man, it works.
Yeah. Have you ever been before?
No, this is my first time.
Oh, I've got some facts.
No, are you going for a pleasure, right? This is not work.
Of course. No, definitely pleasure.
Where are you going in Australia? I'll tell you where to go. Go. What do you got?
So, I'll be in Sydney and in Brisbane.
Okay. Wow.
Go to Brookie. Try the cookies.
Gosh. Just wait, okay. Nala. Yeah, okay, Sydney's beautiful. Where are you staying in Sydney? Do you know?
I'm with one of my friends at Sydney, so I'll be with my friend. Not
do you know, do you know what area he lives in? I'll tell you if he's living in the hood or not.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I just have I'll be picked up from the airport, so I'm not sure where exactly it is, but it might be maybe half an hour from the city.
All right, well, listen, enjoy it. It's beautiful. The weather's pretty good right now. Just watch out for the snakes, sharks, crocodiles, redback spiders, and all the other venomous animals that are there, okay?
Funny you say about the snakes, because Australia is home to 21 of the 25 most venomous snakes in the world.
Yep, there we go, Aaron. You know, honestly, you're going to love it. Little 11-year-old Aiden's on the phone. Aiden, are you traveling?
Yes.
Where are you going, man?
France.
You're going to France. Is mum in the car with you?
No, my dad.
Your dad. I can hear someone. Well, you enjoy France, little man.
Have a great time.
Bonjour. Comment ça va? Aditya, where are you off to?
Hey, hi. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, bro. Where are you off to?
I'm growing up Krabi, Thailand, and then Phuket as well.
Swadika! Love Thailand.
Yeah. We are the great.
So
time.
Great. Yeah. Such a. How long are you going alone? Are you going with family, friends? Who are you going with?
I'm with family. I'm with my little kid and my wife, and we're going to go there for like 10 days.
That's going to be a beautiful trip. Eid Mubarak. Advance Eid Mubarak to you.
Nice.
Jitika, where are you off to?
I'm off to New York. Maybe I'll meet Preeti Malik.
Oh, go see pretty New York.
Yeah.
How long are you in New York for?
A week, 7 nights, yeah.
Oh, the best. Have you been?
I've been around 2 years ago, so it's going to be my second time. But I haven't seen New York like cold. I only went there for a day back when I went 2 years ago.
Oh, you're going to love it. New York, one of the greatest cities in the world as well. Just don't get punched in the face. There was something going on where women were getting punched in the face.
Horrible.
Honestly, that's no joke. Zara, finally, where are you off to?
Hey, we're going to Malaysia.
Oh, Malaysia, truly Asia. Does everyone know that?
Yeah.
Is that advertising campaign for Malaysia was probably one of the best in the world. We all know that.
Mm.
I've never been to Malaysia, I realize. Have
really?
You been? Have you been, Zara?
Yes, 10 years ago. So right. It's been a long time.
Well, enjoy it. Have a beautiful Eid as well. No matter what you're doing, if it's going to the UK with Rossi, possibly staying home with Nala, or yeah, I'm not going anywhere either. I'm calling it. Been traveling enough. I'm going to be here in the country. So have a beautiful Eid. Hello, Mum. Well, hello, Dad. You'll hear that tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. when we're back. It is Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us. Eddie is up next. Have yourselves a great day. If there's anything that you need, hit us up on social media. And yes, we will finish off the show by saying the same thing yesterday. Pretty Malik will be returning back to the Chris Fade Show after 2 weeks. April Fool's joke went all the way where people actually thought even her own friends and family were contacting her asking if she was okay.
She is okay.
She's fine.
She's okay.
Yeah. Have a good one from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.